Yo, good people, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Q-Zone for Reality Podcast. It's your host with the most. You already know who it is, and if you don't, let me introduce myself or reintroduce myself. My name is Qua Wayne. Qua Wheezy, Qua Wizzle, Q Wayne, Q Wizzle. Call me what you want. Just don't call me late for breakfast. Oh, welcome again back to the Q Zone for Reality Podcast. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. If you are new to the podcast, by way of share, colleague, friend, word of mouth, however you got here, I'm more than overjoyed to know. Hopefully you stay into the end and you follow for the future. If you're returning back, you know where my heart lies. I love you guys. It's been a beautiful road. We made it through another week, another weekend. Days that just feel like they are whooping us, bruised a little bit, moderately, even significantly, but we made it, and we're here, and we're able. So you got to take this time and give yourself some grace, because you're here, and you got a lot more to give. You didn't have to make it through and have to have everything answered last week, but we move forward in hopes that we will accomplish something. So set your small goals, whether you got to do baby steps or big steps. Set your goals out, because it's important, and where grace is due, grace has to be given, and where it starts first is within ourselves, because we need it and we deserve it. So before we get started with the topic at hand, let's go ahead and take a deep breath just in preparation for this coming week and get ourselves centered. Oh yeah, that felt good. That felt too good. And, you know, you may take that breath with me during every episode, but also take it every day of the week when you wake up. If you're having a day, having a moment where you're overwhelmed, just take a deep breath. Give yourself a moment. Get yourself prepared. Give yourself a breather. Just a small lapse in time that helps you to just recover a little bit from life's busyness. Well, let's get into it. If you read the title, Setbacks, we all experience these at some point in life, and we all deal with setbacks differently, but in the same realm, with the same emotions and the same effects. And setbacks can significantly impact our mental health by triggering negative emotions. You know, like sadness, frustration, anger, guilt, shame. You'll have feelings of self-doubt and low self-esteem, lowered self-esteem even. It has the potential to cause anxiety or depression if it's not managed effectively. And remember, just hearing those two words together, anxiety or depression, we know that that's the epitome of detriment to the mental health. And sometimes when you go down that rabbit hole, it's it's a hard path back to surface level. However, setbacks can also be opportunities for personal growth and learning. If you approach setbacks with a positive mindset and have some self-compassion. But we're going to get into it because I want you to know what these setbacks can do and how they affect us. Right? Setbacks are emotionally draining and they're often accompanied by emotions, again, like shock, right? Denial, and that self-doubt that we spoke of. Setbacks are usually these obstacles of life or challenges that hinder our personal progress or cause a temporary regression in our mental health's journey. And if you're already on a path and you get knocked off or hit with something or a situation that sets you back, I know how frustrating that can be. And these setbacks can come in various forms. Personal triggers, maybe through conversation or situations, external stressors, maybe growth, bodily growth, gym, I don't know, or unforeseen life events, you know, job loss, car failures, but you know, they affect our mental health nonetheless. Through setbacks, you feel discouraged, disappointed, overwhelmed, and even hopeless after a setback. These are pretty common to feel that way. You start experiencing a setback that can make anybody question their abilities and feel less confident. You start worrying about future failures and dwelling on past mistakes. That can lead to anxiety. And most people just have anxiety for various reasons. But setbacks, if you're dwelling on those mistakes and those, I mean, you're thinking even ahead that you may even fail. I mean, you're putting yourself in a lose-lose situation. You know, in some severe cases, you know, if you're having setback after setback after setback, that can contribute to, you know, depression and some depressive episodes. You have constant and persistent sadness and loss of interest. You're tired or fatigued all the time. The emotional burden that can cause can manifest a physical tension and stress to the body. Some people might resort to unhealthy coping mechanisms like substance abuse or unhealthy eating habits to deal with these setbacks, all of which are ways that you don't want to go in. So when you sit down and you talk to yourself a little bit, look in that mirror, it's critical to acknowledge and validate these emotions while you are actively seeking strategies to overcome them. Because setbacks are a normal part of the change process. And us as humans, we tend to expect a quick fix based on our determination, despite it not even being realistic at all. When we don't see results of our efforts early on, right now, everybody gets discouraged. And they relapse into old behaviors. But you can't look at it as a failure if this happens to you. It's a part of the process, and you have to trust the process. or you'll forever be disappointed. So you got to remember that setbacks are a part of life. They're a normal part of life. Everyone experiences setbacks. And how you handle them is key to your mental health. You got to learn from your setbacks. You got to analyze what went wrong and use it as an opportunity to improve yourself, your personal growth, to stay focused and stay progressive on your mental health journey. You got to build that resilience. You got to develop those coping mechanisms and a positive mindset that can help you bounce back from those setbacks. You got to reflect on past successes to regain some perspective. You got to practice that gratitude. Focus on what's going well in your life to balance the negative feelings associated with setbacks. And accept what you can't change. We talked about that a couple episodes ago in changes. You got to accept what you can't change. What is. And what will be. And what isn't anymore, won't be. And sometimes, despite your best efforts, things won't go as planned. And so when you're learning to let go of these situations, that can be freeing. So one of what we said in our previous episode, when is enough enough? You have to understand that things happen in life. And you see how these things are all tied together and how they all affect our mental health. Sometimes we feel robbed of energy and motivation. But most important thing to remember is that setbacks are not the end of our world. They can be debilitating, but we do have the power to fight back. So when you're thinking of different ways to manage the impact of setbacks on your mental health, remember, and these are going to sound very familiar, two other ways. You're going to acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to suppress your feelings. Allow yourself to feel the disappointment and the frustration. Don't try to suppress your feelings. Allow yourself to feel the disappointment and frustration. Acknowledge those emotions. You got to practice that self-compassion. You got to be kind to yourself. And stay away from that self-blame. Avoid that in total. You got to try to see setbacks as learning experiences and opportunities for personal growth and improvement. And reframe your perspective from negative to positive. You always want to seek some type of support. Talk to your friends, family, or a therapist about how you're feeling. And develop some coping mechanisms. Engage in healthy activities like exercise. You know how I feel about the gym. Exercise is one of our important ways. Meditation, journaling, dancing, different hobbies to manage your stress. And then you got to set realistic goals. Break down large goals into smaller goals. Remember, we spoke earlier. Sometimes you just need to do it in baby steps. Put them in achievable steps to maintain motivation. And work towards those goals. But you got to remember that setbacks are a part of life. And they won't go anywhere. It's inevitable. So when you can sit back and accept and understand that these things are coming and they may come at you fast, it's your moment to accept it and realize that we can do something about it, but we won't be able to change what happened. And at the end of it, you always got to give yourself some grace and love on yourself just a little bit more. And sometimes you just need to take a day to get your head back, to get your mind right, to put yourself in a gratifying position, because you need it and you deserve it. Well, good people, that's going to be my episode on today. We're going to stop it right there. I hope that that resonated with someone, some of you. If not, if you know somebody, go ahead and share it, send it. If anybody wants to reach out, if you want to reach out to me, I'm an ear, I'm a voice. You can find me on my social, Instagram, Mr_DEFILS. Just remember to give yourself some grace, because you deserve it and you need it. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Q-Zone for Reality Podcast. Until the next episode, I'm out. Q-Zone for Reality.